this first week back been? How's it been with the rooks?
It's been good. It's good having more bodies. You know, having more bodies out here. I think it was just, you know, like five of us receivers for a time here. So it's good to have, you know, more bodies out there.
Yeah, it's good.
Jarvis, any part about the process any different than you're used to? Or is this kind of the same as it was when you played in Miami?
You know, pretty similar. Obviously, it's a new offense for everybody. So, you know, stepping up to the learning curve has probably been the biggest part of this transition. But, you know, Coach Haley, you know, Coach Henry, you know, all the offensive guys, coaches do a good job of trying to explain it and breaking down in ways that we can understand to be able to go out here and play fast.
Did you agree with your ranking in the NFL poll?
Of course not.
I think you should be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my goal is to eventually be number one, you know, and honestly, man, it's an honor to be, you know, recognized for all the guys that play in this league. You know, it's an honor to be in the top 100, you know, but, you know, I think for any competitor, well, I can't speak for any other competitor, but I know me, you know, I want to be first. So.
You don't know yet, like, where you rank among their poll of receivers. There's a lot to come. Where do you think you rank among receivers?
I consider myself the best. I consider myself the most complete receiver. If you turn the film, I do everything. I block, I play inside, I play outside, I come out the backfield. You know, my value is that much more to the team and to the offense. So I consider myself the best receiver in the NFL.
So then how will you and Josh Gordon complement each other?
I mean, he's a freak of nature. You know, he can run. The way he's been getting in and out of cuts, you know, it surprised me. You know, for a big guy, I haven't seen a lot of big guys run routes. And, you know, the way that he moves and obviously his catching ability and the things that he's done in the past makes me that much more excited for, you know, the things that we can do collectively.
What do you think you're going to bring to like, this team that was trying to establish a, you know, new offense with Tyrod and all that? What do you bring?
You know, just my playmaking ability, you know, on the field, obviously, and off the field, man, just my leadership, my energy, you know, being able to, you know, help the younger guys, being able to help anybody that needs, you know. I've been through a lot of things, and I've grown, you know, in those ways, so that be able to be there, be that ladder for other guys is really important to me as well.
Jarvis, how is this offense a little different maybe than what you used to under
Tyrod? You know what? It's similar to every offense that I've been in. You know, obviously it's different, you know, far as terminology wise, but, you know, the main thing with Coach Haley is, you know, get the guys the ball, get the playmakers the ball, you know, and that's just like any offense. If you want to be a good offense, you got to get the guys the ball that can make plays, you know, and this offense does that.
Jarvis, so what are your thoughts about Hard Knocks coming?
I'm excited, aren't you? You ain't excited? I'm excited. It should be fun, you know. But again, you know, we try it. We won't get too involved in, you know, and paying attention to that. You know, obviously we got a goal in mind and we got to focus. But, you know, it's also an opportunity to show with the culture, you know, and the type of football and the style of football that, you know, we want to be portrayed as here in Cleveland.
So when you say not too involved, is that something you have to guard against? Some people say it's a distraction.
I mean, you see Hard Knocks. You know, it's, I don't know. You know, it kind of turns into whatever, you know, the team or the guy, the player, you know, makes it. But, you know, again, I think it's a good opportunity for the world, for the people of Cleveland, the fans of the Browns, to see, you know, the preparation. So I do think it's also, you know, a good piece that, you know, we can show the world as well.
Jarvis, within the last hour, the NFL owners have approved that teams and players can now stay in the locker room during the national anthem. But if they do decide to come out for the national anthem, they have to stand. Do you have any thoughts on you know, the
rule
that they?
No, I mean, I've always took that time anyway to pray, and I've always respected the flag. So, you know, I mean, it really has nothing to do with me.
But do you like what they did in terms of some of the guys that do like to express themselves and kneel?
I mean, I guess, you know, I think, you know, so many, this is a controversial topic, you know, and I know for me personally, and I can only speak for myself, Again, I respect the flag. I use that moment to come to peace, you know, and take all the elements in. So for me personally, it doesn't bother me, it doesn't affect me, and I leave it at that.
Jarvis, you're new to Tyrod Taylor and to Baker Mayfield. Are there similarities in their styles that you see on the field so far?
You know, both guys can throw the ball obviously really well and really accurate, you know, and one thing that I've noticed too, you know, these guys extend plays with their eyes downfield, you know, instead of just with their feet, with their eyes downfield. And that's something that, you know, as a receiver, your eyes light up, because that's where a lot of big plays come in at. So for me, I think that has been the biggest similarity between both of them, being able to extend plays and, you know, being another threat for the offense.
We haven't talked to you since Antonio Callaway is added. What do you see from him? What kind of young player is he? Is he somebody that you kind of want to guide or mentor a little bit?
Well, absolutely. Every guy that wears these colors, you know, you want to be there for him. But, you know, this guy particularly, he's so quiet, you know, it's kind of, you got to kind of go force yourself to talk to him. But at the same time, you know, he steps on the field and he's ready to work. You know, I heard a lot of great things about rookie minicamp from Coach Henry about him. And then obviously getting out here the last couple of days and seeing him practice. You know, he looks like he's going to be ready to go. So I'm excited about him, too.
Jarvis, do you think, because sometimes people want to diminish the fact, but he catches short passes and all this stuff. Do you think people don't realize the value of what you do?
You know, obviously not.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not. But at the same time, you know, I could only do what I'm given, you know. And I've always tried to make the best of what I'm given, just like anybody else with any opportunity. For me, it's just continue to work on my game, continue to stay patient, continue to make the plays that I make, and go from there.
The value, though, of say, when it's 36, you catch an 8-yard pass, what is the value of the consistency of being able to do what you've done all these years?
I mean,
you've played like every game, I believe.
Right,
you know.
Right. You know, it's what the game is about. You know, it's about making first downs. It's about keeping the chains moving. It's about extending the extending the drive so the defense can get more rest, things like that. You know, I think those things do get missed. But at the same time, you know, I take pride in, you know, getting first downs, just catching the ball, period, you know, and making big plays for the team.
Jarvis, one thing about the Rams, we always see that they improve every season. What are you looking forward to most?
What do you learn
to sharpen
your game? Say that one more time.
One thing about the greats is they always improve their game. What are you looking forward to most to sharpen your game?
You know, continue to work on my downfield game, you know, getting in and out of my cuts, the little things, the small things, even the things that I do well, you know, continue to sharpen those things, continue to learn from JG and the guys around me, you know, iron sharpens iron is the same goal. So, you know, just trying to be a sponge, you know, even though I've had success, but still trying to learn and taking all this knowledge that I can to obviously be a better player.
Hey, you know, I know you average 100 catches a year down there in Miami. Will you, will this new offense, you're in benefit you personally?
And so how? I think so. You know, actually, I know so. You know, you look at, you know, Ty Haley's track record, you know, whether he was in Arizona, whether he was in Dallas. I think when he was in Arizona, he had three receivers go over 1,000 yards, Breston, Larry Fitzgerald, and Anquan Boldin. So, you know, you look at the things that he's done, even with Martavius and A.B., you know, I think one year Martavius had 800 yards, A.B. had like 1,800 yards or something crazy like that, but you know, I think the possibilities are there. You know, I think it just comes to us of knowing the offense and making the plays when they come. You know, that's the biggest thing. So,
100 catches a year, how many would you say one-handed every year?
At least 20. At least 20.
Coaches ever discouraged you from practicing that?
No, I think once they see how natural it is for me in some cases, and not forced. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, coaches try to talk you out of catching one hand when the ball is like right here and you're still trying to catch it with one hand, you know. So I don't try to force it. Obviously, if I can make the catch with two, I'd love to make the catch with two. But if I got to make it with one, I would.
But do you have a little practice session every day?
Every day. You always got to train it. Just you got to be ready.
Off the jugs
or catch it from the quarterback. I think that's the best way to do it, catch it from the quarterback so you can feel how the ball is coming out.
When did you figure out you could do that?
Probably since I was in high school. I've been doing it since I was in high school. I've always had really big hands, so you know that's always been, you know, a weapon that I've used and, you know, carried on in college, just working on it.